Yeah, last year, even though we were close the first 2 months, as many people as we did the year before, so people were looking for outdoor things to do.
Exactly.
Okay, I think this may be all that's coming, so we're ready. We'll call this meeting to order, the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. Start with the roll call. Doug Muller.
Ron Newman.
Cheryl Harrison.
Kendall Hayes.
Devin Huff.
Brian Caperton.
Randy Hayes.
And our audience.
Travis Hired from HDR.
Oh, our Board of Trustees Office, Missouri Council.
Jason Ray, Sidcog.
Jimmy Harriger, Mayor of Rockwood Beach.
Congratulations.
Is it Paul Modoc?
Frank Villarreal.
Carlos Hoffman, Chairman of the Schools.
Buddy Roberts, Jack.
Right. Our first item up would be approval of minutes from the January meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve minutes. Any discussion? See none of those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion would carry. Second on the agenda, old business. Anything anyone knows of that?
I do have a question. I was absent at the January meeting and reading, getting caught up on the minutes. Looked like we had a review of who needed to be reapproved for the board. Are we offset on time limits, or should I have been considered on that list, or where are we at with that?
Yeah, there was definitely some discussion on that, and it went to the commission, and they were going to reassess, but everything, there were some votes on it. Everything should be set now. I think we're in good shape now. And they, because they were going in and kind of changed, because with some of the fallouts that we had had, you know, they'd had to revamp just a little.
I just noticed my name was not on the list.
Yeah.
You so am I out?
Not
that's
yet.
A question.
No. Not yet. No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, you might have to renew yet.
Right.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, they're all.
We had purposely had all six.
They had staggered you and myself and one other, I think. Wasn't it?
Okay.
The other is me.
Good to go.
So they should have it set back now to where it's the four and three, where it's
I didn't think you could show me the door. Yet.
Right, right.
Thank you.
No, sir.
Good point of clarification.
Okay. Any other old business? We'll move on to Devin for some Taney County updates.
The Dalton Road Bridge, we got the deck poured on it last Thursday. The concrete yesterday was at 4,100 PSI, so we're taking the forms off today. We're going to start on guardrail tomorrow on it and hopefully have the approach done to where turn traffic on it by the end of the day Friday. Round Mountain, they've got three of the four piers out of the water. They lack one more. They're working on it now. And it should be poured in a couple days, and then they'll be completely out of the water to where they can continue working on it. They're moving right along on it. Their deadline's September 1st. I'll look for them if they have weather to beat that.
Good.
Yeah, quite a bit. We've been starting our patching for the year, 75 mile. Again, with the weather, it's been kind of hard to do. And then chip and seal should be starting up on it within another week. We'll be starting around Venus on the lake area and then going out to 248 area and then out to Ridgedale and then working our way back east on it. Hopefully we'll have for our list by mid-September. We did last year, but same knowledge.
Is 248 up by Branson Hills Parkway to the mountain highway or where?
No, I'm talking county roads. That is MoDOT. Yeah, MoDOT, I don't know what they're going to be doing. They might be able to give you an update on that.
Hopefully no more heavy rains wash progress away, huh?
Been a challenge.
It's been tough. Okay. That would move us down to for MoDOT. You guys have a...
I don't have a specific report, but I think that comes in, and I know she had anything.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any updates for MoDOT?
No, I don't at this time. I'm having trouble hearing.
Okay. If nothing from them. A lot of folks here. Any new business?
Is there any funding status or anything that we should know about with MoDOT? Budget's all still on hold. There's any good news? Any light at the end of the tunnel?
So the gas tax did pass the legislature, but it's not been signed by the governor yet. But our understanding is that we'll sign it. It just hasn't been made officially yet. That actually does ramp up, that gas tax does, so it's not going to have like a big splash immediately. It's going to gradually increase the revenue to where we're able to kind of address more needs. There's also a rebate provision in it, where if you keep your receipts, you can actually get that tax refunded annually if you wish to do. So it's a little bit of a difficult for us trying to project the revenue from it, not knowing that fact about how many people are going to get the refund.
And we have that on the agenda for the next meeting as to where the status is with funding. Coming out of COVID, we're trying to recover from it, but some are lagging behind. And any updates that we can get, the projection would be great funding efforts. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're watching the federal infrastructure bill also, but nothing specific on that yet. And then the regular federal bill is going to expire at the end of this federal fiscal year, which is September. So we'll see if Congress just renews that or if they create a new bill that might change funding levels for the states.
There's been no general agreement yet on both sides on the infrastructure. Still behind closed doors, I guess, not that had been unveiled.
Right. I think last time I heard they were still talking about the overall big number, and we don't know out of the big number how much goes to transportation and what type of transportation that kind of thing.
But the Biden administration trying to roll that out even this summer, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to get to the point of agreement, but there's agreement about doing something, and typically surface transportation is considered by both sides, and the parts that they're not agreeing on is not transportation. There's really no specific shift for us to do.
Thank you.
Okay. Then item five on the agenda would be new business. That anything you would know of needs to be discussed. I assume Carlos is here. Would probably have something. Is there? Was there anything, Carlos, that you wanted to address while we were?
No, not specifically. I came to observe. I mean, the county is already aware and doing everything that they can on the issues, the safety issues that we have at our schools on Highway 76. So, as some of you know, we had a little girl hit in front of our elementary school. So, luckily, she wasn't killed, but. We've got to improve the safety in front of those schools. It's paramount, and I can't do anything but continue to plead and ask for help.
Okay. down to the Simcock.
Obviously, I don't know, maybe you might not know me. I'm Jason Ray, Executive Director of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments of Simcock. This is Aishwarya, and she's been attending quite a few of these meetings. This is our annual, supposed to be annual, transportation needs prioritization process. We skipped last year because of the pandemic, but also this process helps facilitate how MoDOT populates their STIP.
There's like two copies there.
This process helps. It starts at the local level at each of our 10 counties that we work with. So we meet with the county commissioners, or in this case, the advisory board here, to identify and prioritize local transportation needs. Each county's needs list then goes to our regional level, where we have a transportation advisory committee. Buddy and Randy and Rick have been serving on that, and I think we'll continue to be serving. So at the regional level, our transportation advisory committee then folds all 10 county needs lists into one regional prioritization need list. That one then goes on to the MoDOT Southwest District level, where we combine those lists with our other planning partners, so like in the Joplin area and north of here. And then that's what goes on to the state to help populate their STIPs. So Missouri has kind of a grassroots planning framework for how we fund transportation projects across the state instead of a top-down approach. So it gives the local jurisdictions much more say within the process. So in 2020, MoDOT just extended the STIP that they had, again, not knowing what the pandemic revenues were going to look like. So we didn't go through this process last year. So the list that you see was last prioritized, I believe, back in 2019. And there's been some new, I think, projects added to that Aishwarya can touch on and give you some background behind that. We accept transportation needs year-round through our organization. We've got a survey that's on the website. So it can be submitted by anybody, just general citizens. You all are pretty unique in having your own process. You're the only one of our 10 counties that has that, and so we greatly rely on the list that you continuously work on with the help of your engineers here. The purpose of this is basically to compare what we've got in our records with what you've been working on, make sure that they kind of match up, and that the needs on the list that we take to the regional level really represents what your local priorities are here. Again, keeping in mind that this kind of has to compete more on a regional level than a MoDOT district level, and then statewide to get funding. I will also say that these needs lists, as you all are well aware with your one that you work with, are used in more ways than just for the STIP. So if there's other grant funding that comes available, we frequently refer back to these county level priorities. And we'll write letters of support or help put together grant applications to support the local priorities. So even if something on your list doesn't make it to the district or state level or whatever, it's still a very important list to have in place. So also purpose of this meeting is for Aishwarya to kind of get more familiar with some of the projects. Again, she's been attending some of these meetings, so I think that she's a little bit more familiar with what's going on down here in Taney County. But just wanted to introduce the process and kind of why we do it. And now this is the time for you all to basically vet what the list looks like and make sure that we're mirroring what your actual priorities are. So my last mission to kind of run the prioritization process or open it up for discussion about what we found on the list.
And just on the list that I just gave you all, if you turn the page, the red text was a news that was submitted last year in January, but wasn't prioritized. And all the green texts were submitted this year for the 2021 prioritization process and haven't been prioritized. And for the one new need in Bike and Ped, that's the same need as the road and bridges section. It was just that it also touched upon pedestrian safety, so it's also there in the Bike Ped section. So going through this, would you all like to change any of the ranges, move anything around, remove anything, or add anything new?
Well, you just mentioned the red section there that's not ranked yet.
Yeah.